Surah number 70.
אמר רבי יוחנן, לדברי המכשיר בו מכשיר וביטלו. לפי רבן גמליאל, שיש נאמנס, שניבה לו לכושר, ושיש ראוי לו לכהונו, אז מכשיר וביטלו. לדברי הפויסל בו, לפי רבי יהושע, שיש נת נאמנס, סדדור לו איזו סופק חלולו. ורב לוזר אומר, לדברי המכשיר בו פויסל וביטלו. Even if you have Yechanon, only the mother is kosher. The Vlad is not kosher. She's not mutter lekehuna. Omar Rabbe, my time with the Rablozo, Bishleima ihi islo chazoke de kashras. Bishleima ihi islo chazoke de kashras. Bito les le chazoke de kashras. It's not a medayik do from the Gemara. We have a machlekes, Rabbi Yechanon and Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Yechanon holds the divrei machshir bo, machshir bebito. She's kosher and the vlad is kosher. Rabbi Lozo holds machshir bo, poisel bebito. The mother is kosher, the vlad is posel. Zog the Gemara, my time with the Rabbi Lozo. Why the vlad is not kosher? If the mother is kosher, the vlad is kosher. And for the Gemara, I is lechazok the kashrus. The vlad doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. That's the Gemara of Lefoneinu. He is not chazok in the kashrus. The Vlad doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. Right after the Shaila, miyad when you start the Gemara. So what is the pshat of Rabbi Yechanan? Why if Rabbi Yechanan is machshir bo, machshir bebito? The Gemara misses out to explain a half of the machlekes. Rabbi Yechanan holds, ledivrei machshir bo, machshir bebito. Rabbi Lezer holds, machshir bo, poisel bebito. My time with Rabbi Lezer. So the Gemara, Ew, is not chazok in the kashrus. The blood doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. No, and what's halt Rabbi Yechanan? Why Rabbi Yechanan is machshir bo machshir bebito? The Gemara only says halfway. Ledivrei machshir bo machshir bebito. Ledivrei machshir bo poisel bebito. My time with Rabbi Lezer. Gemara, Ew, is not chazok in the kashrus. Bito less not chazok in the kashrus. So we have two esbeirim in the Rishonim. Rashi doesn't say by us a word. There's no Rashi on it. We have Tesis in the Chovav Amud Beis. Tesis says the Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan is Cheskas Eim Mehani Lebas. Cheskas Eim Mehani Lebas. It's interesting. The Gemara didn't speak it out. As they zog the Ritva by us, the Chazok de Imo Mehani Lebito. The Chazok de Imo Mehani Lebito. The Chazok de Eim is Mehani to the daughter. As they say, Rashbo by us, the Ra'o in the Afyut Beis. Now the reason Rabbi Yechanan holds that she's kosher, the Vlad is kosher, Cheskas Eim Mehani Lebas. Le'umas them, the Rosh and Daftes, he brings down Talmide Rabbi Niyoyna, the Shaila deer was on an Eishas Ish, Shenenso. Eishas Ish, we saw something happen. We asked her what happened. She says, it was Bo'enes, Bo'enes, and Mutter Lebaili. Zog Talmide Rabbi Niyoyna, she's Nemon. Frag the Rosh, why? Roy Vrotzen. So why she's never? She has a cheskas kashrus, but Roy Vrotzen. Zog the Rosh in the end, Vani matzdik is Talmide Rabbi Niyoyne. Why I'm matzdik Talmide Rabbi Niyoyne? I have a gemara and daf yud gimel. The daughter doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, Ledivrei ha-machshir bo, machshir bebito, Alme, Bori v'shemo, Keneged Roy Psulim, Bori Odif, So the Rosh speaks out, Lefi the Rosh, our Gemore is Kemin Choymer. Rabbi Yechanan holds, like we know in the Gantz HaMasechte, Bori Veshemo, Bori Odif. The Gemore never mentioned Chazok. If you base of Akashe, if you Daled, Rabbi Gamliel, Olim Lei Bori, the reason for Rabbi Yechanan, Alim and Rabbi Gamliel, Yunemon, Bori Veshemo, Bori Odif. Bemele, Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebito. Rab Lezer is the Mechadesh. Frank the Gemore, my time with Rab Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, no, 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 I have a ganze shtekel teire. Bori alone is not enough. You need a chazoke. I is le chazoke de kashres. Bito, less le chazoke de kashres. So if I'll be mesada de dvorim, if I'll be maimi de dvorim, kavo yosom, so the amonas ha dvorim is like this, lefi de rosh, the gemore is kemin choymer. Rabbi Yechanan, we don't have to explain. We know all of these Mishnayos are handling Bari B'Shem Bari Adif. Rabbi Yochanan holds, she's Ne'emenes, herself, her Vlad, Bari Adif. My time with the Rabbi Lezer. What is the spalt? What is the difference? The mother is yes, the daughter is not. And the Ligmar Ashtikul Teire. Rabbi Lezer learns the reason she's believed, you have to come to Cheskas Kashas. You is to Chazok in the Kashas. She has a Cheskas Kashas. The Vlad doesn't have a Cheskas Kashas. The Vlad doesn't have a Cheskas Kashas. So lefi the Rosh, the Gemara is Kemin Choymer. My time with the Rabbi Yochanan, Bori B'Shem Bori Yodif. Side the mother, side the kid. My time with the Rabbi Lozo, the Loi Machshu B'Bito, we have to have a Chazoke. Iyu Islo Chazoke the Kashas, the kid doesn't have a Chazoke the Kashas. Le'umas them, the Teisves, the Ritmo, the Rashbo, the Ra'o, they learn, no, Rabbi Yochanan also needs a Chazoke. No, what is the Mahalach? Cheskasei Mehani Lebas. They point out that in Rashi is also muchach that the reason that Rabbi Yochanan is machshir the bas is because cheskas ei mehani lebas. Where is the Rashi? The Rashi is by us yud gimel amud beis, not of an old. And the Bura Maschil machshir afilu beroy psuli. Moshe says Rabbi Gamliel is machshir afilu beroy psuli. Zok Rashi. The amrinen ukmo acheskoso. So in the beginning of the Gemara, when Rashi is explaining my time with Rabban Gamliel, Rashi says, why Rabban Gamliel is machshir b'roi psulim? Because ukma acheskoso, zog the Maram Shif, state in Rashi, that the reason Rabban Gamliel is machshir b'roi psulim is not because bori odif, because bori v'chazoke. Machshir afilu b'roi psulim, zog Rashi, mishum de ukma acheskoso. So Barazay frek the Maram Shif, machshir bo, machshir b'bito, but the dula doesn't have a cheskas kashas. The Maram Shif says chidushim. It will not be okay. But what says in Rashi? The Tanya says, this man the Omer holds, Cheskasei me'ani lebas. So in fact, Machlokes Rishonim lepshat ha'gemore. Lefi the Rosh, again, the Gemore is kemin choymer, the Loshon ha'gemore. Rabbi Yochanan is nothing more to explain. Bori odif, kepshutoi. The Neman is a Bori, only Cheskas Kashres. And he brings down cases that there's no Cheskas Kashres, for Rabbi Gamliel, Bori is odif. Rabbi Lezer is the Mechadesh. He holds, you need also Chazoka with the Bori. Bori alone is not enough. Bori alone is not enough. So the Gemore, you is for Chazoka the Kashres, the Bito less Chazoka the Kashres. Now, Lefi Rashi, like we brought down Rashi, also holds like that. Rit for Rash, Barosh, and Teisves, the Pshat of Rabbi Yochanan is name. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Cheskasei me'ani lebas. Chazkasei me'ani lebas. Faker choyvo aleinu liyashev. Now lefi teisves, lefi Rashi, lefi deritvo. How you read the Gemara? Bishlei me'iu is lo chazok in the kashres. Bito less lo chazok in the kashres. You told me now that Rabbi Yochanan holds chazkasei me'ani lebas. So what is the argument? Lefi the Rosh, the Gemara is kipshutoi. Rabbi Yochanan is going without chazoke. Rabbi Lezer said you need a chazoke. Iu is lo chazoke. Bita less lo chazoke. The Gemara speaks it out very clear. But lefi the Rishonim that cheskas ei mehani lebas. This is the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara never spoke it out. And how you read around the Gemara? So here, be'etzem, we have to make a small chazore that we mentioned when we started the sugya in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. What is the pshat take that Rabbi Yochanan holds cheskas ei mehani lebas? The daughter doesn't have a chazoke. The mother has a chazoke. Cheskas ein mehani lebas. How the cheskas ein is mehani lebas? How the cheskas ein is mehani lebas? So we said it's two esbeirim. Shitas Rashi, and Daf Chovov, and Kiddushim. This is the way we spit ois. I want just to say the maskonas advorim. Avade, we stick to the Loshon HaGemore. Iu, is lo chazoke de kashres. Bito less lo chazok in the kashres. We don't raise gemores. If the gemore says, Iu is lo chazok in the kashres, Bito less lo chazok in the kashres, let me know what state in the gemore. Iu is lo chazok in the kashres, Bito less lo chazok in the kashres. So the verta from the gemore is, the daughter doesn't have a cheskas kashres, and the mother has a cheskas kashres. So state klor in the verta from the gemore. So what is the pshat? Cheskas ei mehani lebas. The Teretz is a nice zach. Cheskas ei mehani lebas. The bas doesn't have a chazoke. If you see the loshon azov from the ritvo, ulebito afal gav de less lo chazoke. Chazoke de ime mehani le. Chazoke de ime mehani le. What is the hesber? So we bring from the Shav Shmaise. Shav Shmaise explains, ein echanami. The daughter doesn't have a chazoke. But it's one story. It's one boil. If he's boiled the mother, he passes the mother like kehuna. And another thing, the kid, the daughter, is a chalolo. It's one shaila. It's one person that does one peula. If he's a kosher person, the mother stays okay, and the kid is okay. If he's a bad person, if he's a posel person, the mother stays posel and the kid is a posel. So Einachanami, the kid doesn't have a chazoke. The mother has a chazoke. Abaval the chazoke, if the mother tells us that she's kosher, so the chazoke says that the mother didn't do it with a posel. The mother did it with a kosher. So the chazoke is machria that the mother did it with a kosher. So now I know who was the boyel, I know that he was a kosher. If I know that he was a kosher, b'mele I say, so b'mele the vlad is a kosher. It's one shaila. And it's totally hobeho. It's not two shailas. And vayle gabi, one part of the shaila I have a chazoke, and it can be, it's one shaila. If I'm achria one side of the shaila, I'm achria the second side of the shaila. We mentioned the mushel from the meat. We have a part of the meat was porish, a part of the meat is kavua, the seven animals cut. And one piece was porish, and now we have a shaila, and the meat that stayed. Zog de shmaise b'shem maise vilne, that the cow number one, that a half of the cow was sold out. So called the porish merube porish, you're allowed to eat that half. So even the half of the cow that stayed in the butcher, and that half is called kavua kemechzo al mechzo domi, you're allowed to eat it. Because I know cow number one, but called the porish merube porish, tells me that cow number one is muter and is not osu. So this part, the bottom of number one that is left in the butcher, is also muter. If the head of this cow came from the muter dike cow, about the second cow is also muter. So this is pshat ches kasei me'ani lebas. Lefi rashi lo shnegmor es kemin choymer. Iu is lo chazok in the kashres. Ma, bitales lo chazok in the kashres. This is the man d'omar Rabbi Yechanan that holds ches kasei me'ani lebas. Was hat der zweite Mann da gemacht? Ne? Iu, ist noch ein Zocke der Kaschus. The daughter doesn't have. I will set up a Salom this. If I'm a Chria, one side of the Shaila, I have a Chroa on the second part of the Shaila. This is the first Mann da gemacht holds. The second Mann da gemacht holds, it doesn't help. We explain why. The first man holds chazok is a achroah. So you write the daughter doesn't have a chazok. But if I'm achriah on the mother, it's machriah to the daughter. Second man holds chazok is a anogah. It's not a achroah. So I was never machriah on the mother. I'm misnag with the mother like that. The daughter is a separate child. And the daughter, I don't have a chazok. But lashna gemara lefi rashi is a reingesetz emesdik. The gemara is saying one thing that is true. We're not arguing with the gemara. Iu is lo chazok the kashres, bito less lo chazok the kashres. This everyone agrees. Just Rabbi Yechanan grade holds cheskasei mehani lebas. While I'm achri on one, I'm achri on the other one. The second one holds. We don't say cheskasei mehani lebas. But what the gemara says, Iu is lo chazok the kashres, bito less lo chazok the kashres, and hein hein advarim mechuvonim en ganz. This is shitas Rashi. Shitas atesis in davchovov. We don't say if I'm achriya one shaila, I'm machriya the other shaila. No. Chazok is alam ala anoga. But the teretz is, the kid has a chazok. Why? He's a toilada from the mother. Like the hand of the mother is kosher, the foot of the mother is kosher, the brokar de avur, uber yerechimah is also kosher. It's a hemshech from the mother. So when her body gets an ibu, so it's a part of her body. She's kosher, the Uber is kosher. He comes out l'avira oilam, he stays kosher. He has the mitzias like his mother. So lefi Taisus, lefi Rabbi Yechanan, is a chazok a klape de vlad. The only thing, lashon gemara, will not be gishmakna. So what is the second man, the Omar answers? Iu is lechazok de kashres, bito less lechazok de kashres. So Taisus asks this kashre, b'teich advorim, l'chavav amud beis. So the gemara meets with the Rabbanon. Lashon HaGemara is not a reingesetz. But mikol mekoyim zochinu ledin, this is what we miyasad already in the beginning of the sugya, that we have machlekes Rashi and Taisus again. We have the Roshes Mahalach, that Avad is no cheskasei me'ani lebas. Just Rabbi Yechanan is going with the Bori. It's an andere Mahalach in the sugya. We have the Mahalach of Ala Rishonim, but we need a chazoke. Bori on a chazoke doesn't help. At least Boroi Psulim. Now the Teretz is cheskasei me'ani lebas. Now in that we have two drochim. We have the derech from Rashi's shita, that while I'm achriya the shy le klapi the aim, the male it's mucha klapi the vad, even that the vlad doesn't have a chazoke, but it's one shy le, like Maise Vilne, me le vala was machriya and the mother, I'm achriya and the vlad. And she does a thesis, no, not because I'm achriya and the mother, I'm achriya and the vlad. No, the Teretz says, the vlad is a amshoche of the mother. While the vlad is a amshoche of the mother, so the male he has the same alochis of the mother, so while he has the same alochis of the mother, the male if the mother is kosher, the vlad is kosher, and the vlad also has a chazoke. Again, Loshon HaGemara lefi Rashi, it's a reingesetz. Lefi Taisus, it's not a reingesetz. This is Chelek Aleph of the Sugya. Chelek Beis, when we say the Mesader, to the Tamtzeset. That's the Dvorim Brurim. We mentioned already, Rabbi Seinu Achroinim say, Nafkiminu Ledine, in between Rashi and Taisus. Lama Zogin, the mother is a grusha. a grusha, a lady that is a grusha. So now she was ro'u medaberes mu'uberes. Amru la mativa shelu borze. Amru mipleini mikoyen. Mikoyen she can't say. It's also a grusha. Mipleini kosha. It's not, I was mezana with the Yisrael. If she's mezana with the Yisrael, the kid is kosha. A kid of a grusha is not possible to kohuna. Kohen is allowed to marry a daughter of a grusha. He's not allowed to marry a daughter of a grusha that married a kohen. Because she's a halola. But every issue that gets divorced, nothing is bad. She's not allowed to marry a kohen. So you have a grusha, she's not royal a kohuna. And now, she has a daughter. She's mu'uberes. Lefi Rashi, we're not done on the mother if she's kosha le kohuna or not. She's a grusha, she was never kosha le kohuna. So we don't have a shayla on the mother, she's a roi lekehuna, she's not roi lekehuna. We're not done on the mother. The mother is anyway not roi lekehuna. So the whole shayla is klapi the vlad. The vlad doesn't have a chazok. So lefi Rashi, lu yitzu, azak de bismeir. Lu yitzu, the mother is a grusho. Bechai gavna lefi Rashi, the Chamda Shleim also says, lefi Rashi, the vlad will be not kosher. Also you'll have to talk a isha that is not a grusho. A isha that is a grusho, we can't say cheskasei, me'ani lebas. Aber, lefi Rashi, lefi Teisvus. The mother doesn't have a shame chalolo. She's not roi lekehuna, but she's not a chalolo. If she's not a chalolo, the vlad is also not a chalolo. So the chazok of the mother is mamshich klapi the vlad. Even though the mother is also lekehuna and the kid is muta lekehuna, but she doesn't have a shame chalolo. Why she doesn't have a shame chalolo, the vlad also doesn't have a shame chalolo. Another shayla the poskim say, Lulitzu, the mother dies. She's not around. The Firashi, we can be done clapping the mother. It's a chidush. Maybe we could done belondas. If the mother is not around, so you can't say, I'm machri on the mother, then I'm machri on the vlad. Mashengel, if the mother, the fitaiswis, she's the hemshech of the mother. It'll be the same shayla in Maisa Vilna. The meat was porish, but they ate the meat already. The meat is not around anymore. So you can't be machri on that meat that it's muta. Could be then, the meat that stayed. This is the shayla. So again, but two of kaminas to make it clear that if Rashi, the vlad doesn't have a chazoke. It's cheskas aim mehani lebas loshen haritva so mitzuchzuch. The haritva says the vlad less lechazoke. Elo mehani lechazoke deimei. Mehani lechazoke deimei. Loshen hagemara iu is lechazoke de kashres. Bito less lechazoke. Everyone is masking to that. No Rabbi Yechanan holds cheskas aim mehani lebas. And that's Rabbi Lezer doesn't know from cheskas aim mehani lebas. Masha enkel if it is fus. It's another zachen ganzen. The vlad has a chazoke. Fakar, the kula alma the vlad has a chazoke. This is the tzuras advarim if it is. Frag the shof shmaise a kashe. Frag the shof shmaise a shtarke kashe. It says like this. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, Bori al yedei acher, lo yishmei bori. What is the case of Bori al yedei acher, lo yishmei bori? The case is, Isha, she's married already, for a lot of years. She goes away, and she comes back with a baby. No one knows who is this baby. She says, Hatzachayim, this baby is from, she tells all the brothers, it's the same father. Before he died, I was misaba from your father. So, Mele, this kid is a brother of yours, so he has to get a part of the Yerusha. They said, we don't know. We know our father died. Kimat doesn't make sense that it's in our father. We have a Shema, Mechates, it's our kid, our brother. We don't want to give him a Yerusha. So, again, there's 10 brothers. The father and the mother went away. The father is not around anymore, and the mother comes with another baby. She says, I'm telling you, Borili, I was misabel from your father. This kid is a Yerusha, she has to get 1%, 100%. And the other brothers say, we're a Shema. The kid himself can't say that he knows that he's a brother. There's no way he could know if he's a brother or not. But he says, but my mother says that it's, I'm a brother. So the Gemara, Borili de Yacher, lo yishmei Bori. So it's Shema v'Shema. Shema v'Shema, they're muchzik. Every Yerush is muchzik and nichzei aviv. Man, they don't have to give him the Yerusha. I don't know, but this is the Gemara. Bori al de'acher. Frag the shof shmeise shmeise beis. We know in our sugi that Rabbi Yechanan holds you have to have a bori. The Gemara later on says in Yudala Domud Beis that Tinoikishin Nenso al Amayon. If you don't have a bori, you're not Neman. The Ubo doesn't have a bori. Why Machshir bo Machshir bebito? Oh, but the baby doesn't have a bori. the baby doesn't have a boy. The whole sugya says, we'll see in the Hemshech more and more, the whole reason Rabbi Gamliel is machshir, but megate bosar bori. Without a bori, Rabbi Gamliel is not machshir. What is machshir, bo machshir bebito? And he says, but the Rebbe, don't tell me, doesn't go for this pshat in the Tzveitim and the Omar. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara could have said, ve'idoch les le'bori. The Gemara says everything else, chutz from that. Les le'chazok et ha'kashas. The Gemara doesn't say that. I'm afraid that, for shoshmaisa, the Gemara is very simple. Why machshir bo machshir bebito? The mother has a bori, the kid doesn't have a bori. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, a talent. Maybe I'll maimit the shayit. Lefi the rosh, it's an eisen kasha. Because lefi the rosh, the whole ne'emonis of Rabbi Yochanan is mitzad bori. Frank the Shav Shmaisa, the mother has a bori, but the kid doesn't have a bori. The mother has a bori, the kid doesn't have a bori. The kasha, the Shmaisa, is mamish at zorichim gadol. Lefi the rosh, the whole ne'emonis of the sugi is bori. The kid doesn't have a body, the mother has a body, the kid doesn't have a body. So if the mother has a body, the kid doesn't have a body, how you name him? So the feed the rosh, it's the eyes in the kasha, and we have to come to the terrace of Rebbe Elchanan and Kovit Shiurim. He wants to say that body al de'achar doesn't help, because Yenim is, what is body? Body is not a dechot. It's not in the amonis. A baal dovor is a body. The mother, she doesn't have shaykhis to the Yerusha of these brothers or not. So who are you? Bori only helps on day by the dvori. But when it's negia to the mother herself, if she was neither lepostul or lekosher, if she's kosher lekehuna or not, so the bori is talking clappy her, so she's a baal dovol. If she's a baal dovol, so the bori ot akoyach already. If the bori ot akoyach, now it helps for someone else also. While the bori ot akoyach, the melee helps. While the bori is negea, while the bori is negea to herself, but maybe she's a baal dovo. I said something about Cholim. On the kasha from Shmaisa and the Rosh, it's a tzorich yunotzu. But I want to figure out together. It's only a kasha lefi the Rosh. It's only a kasha lefi the Rosh. But, not lefi the Rosh. If we don't go with the Rosh, if we go to Moshe, we'll start with Rashi. The kasha of the Shmaisa is not a kasha. Why? I don't know why the Shmaisa doesn't speak it out strong enough. We said we never have a chazoki klapi the kid. We only have a chazoki klapi the mother. After we win klapi the mother, b'meile the kid is okay because it's one shaila. So klapi the shaila of the mother, you have a chazoki mitabori. So the chazoki mitabori, the mother wins. The mother is menatzeach. If the mother is menatzeach, but she has a bori v'chazoki, so we know that the mother is okay, so we know the boyel is okay. If we know the boyel is okay, b'meile the kid is kosher. But the father is kosher, the kid is kosher. It's one shayla, it's like the meat. From machia one side of the shayla, from machia the second side of the shayla. So you're right, we don't need to come to the nemonis of the kid. You is lo chazok the kashrus, bita less lo chazok the kashrus. We're bichlal not going to be nemon klapi the kid. We're not working with the kid. We're only working with the mother. And we machia on the mother. How we machia on the mother? The mother has a chazok plus a bori. The mother has a chazok plus a bori. So mainly the mother has a achroe vadois that she's okay. The mother has achroi vadois that she's okay. But mele we know that the vlad is okay because it's one shayla. The mother and the kid are the same shayla. It's not two separate shaylas. It's called one shayla, the mother and the kid. So now the mother and the kid are called one shayla. The mele. If we machri on the mother, we machri on the kid. What's way the shul shmaise? The body of the mother doesn't help to the kid. So what if the mother, the body of the mother doesn't help clapping the kid? We don't need a bori klapi the kid. We're not done with the kid on a bori. So again, lefi the rosh, eyes in the kasha. Lefi Rashi is bichlal nishkin kasha. But the problem is that lefi teisves lechu it's also a starke kasha. Lefi teisves lechu it's a starke kasha. Teisves said not that the chazoke of the mother is machia klapi the kid. The mother has a chazoke and the kid has a chazoke. It's one body. But everyone alone has to work with the chazoke. So here we have the shmaisus is kasha. The mother has a bori. The kid doesn't have a bori. So how the kid is menatzeach? What? You chol against stam of the shayla that it's not bori al day acher. We don't go like that. The Shmaisa learns it's called bori al day acher. Yeah, it's not called the same person. It's Amshochius. Amshochius, if Uber Yerichimo, it's Amshochius, the Zerah, the Mamshich, like we explained it. Saying it for light the way, it's called Uber Yerichimo. It's not the Shaila, not going to the Machlek, it's not Uber Yerichimo, Uber Lav Yerichimo. It's Amshochius of the Mother. So Frank the Shav Shmaisa, the body of the Mother can help clap in the Vlad. So Lefid Arosh, it's Mamish Eyes in the Kashi, for sure we have to come to Rebel Chonon to say, Valiz Abal Dover, the body can help. Aval is no Shaila Bichlal. But the Shaila on the Rosh. So the fear Rashi says it's not a kasher bichlal. We're not done on the kid. You is lo chazok in the kasher, is bitter less lo chazok in the kasher. There's no noise on the kid. The noise is only on the mother, and the shaila is if cheska zayim mehani lebas or cheska zayim lo mehani lebas. This is the noise of the sugya. If the achro of the mother is achro of a melech could help to the kid, or it's only a noig and can help. Melech val klapi the mother is a bori, but melech helps klapi in the vlad. But the shaila is lefi teisus. Now we're saying that the Pshat Kipshuto is Octasis and Chavova Mudbeis, even in the case of Octasis that we're not done on the mother. Even in the case that we're not done on the mother. Like we said, if we have time, we'll see again. We're just going to have Rashi and Tasis. But Tasis says the kid has a chazoke and the mother has a chazoke. Even when there's no Shaila on the mother, Bichlal. Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, no Shaila Bichlal. Even so, he has a chazoke. Fregnish of Shmaise. But the Bori is only on the mother has a Bori. The kid doesn't have a Bori. The kid doesn't have a bori, so how would chazoki on a bori helps? If you say Rebel Chonon, you say that. As much as a bal dover melech helps, ain't a chanan. So Reb Nochem wanted to say as it. What a shvech. Not I'm shochi if it helped by the mother. The kid has a chazoki alein. Where is the chazoki? I'll explain. Maybe I'll explain it to make it clear. What is chazoki? I was kosher for 20 years. Sofik, if I got messed up or not, Zog de Chazoke, I did it. Something was tohr. Sofik, if it became tome or not, Zog de Chazoke, it didn't become tome. Something is tohr, tome. Sofik, if it became tohr or not, mistome didn't. A person is kosher le'edus. Sofik, if it became a rosh or not, mistome not. He's a rosh, he became a tzaddik, mistome not. Every isha has a Chazoke. She's 20. Until now, she was kosher le'kihuna. Sofik, if she became a chalolo, she didn't become a chalolo. Zog b'cheskes kashus, mistome, she didn't become a chalolo. Now this kid, from the minute that he's born, we have a shayla. He's a cholol, she's a chalolo, she's not a chalolo. We don't know what is the matzav of the kid. So where's the cheskes kashus? Cheskes kashus is, ma shehoya u shehiya. Lo yhoya? Mitchilas yitziroso, we're not sure if she's kosher or not. This is what I'm saying now, dosi de gemore. Iu is lo chazok in the kashus, bito les lo chazok in the kashus. Yeah, that's the lot of the Gemara. Iu, is lo chazok in the kashrus, bito less lo chazok in the kashrus. So the shayla is, so zog de rosh, ein echenami, the kid is only mitzad bori. We answer b'shem d'rishoy nim rashi, and you write the kid, we have a shayla mitchil as yitzir osoy. Aber val klap in the mother, we say, mashu hoyo hu shehiye, and val the mother is ahro, and it's one shayla, it's machia above tzadodi. Teisva says, that we look at this kid, kilo he's living already 20 years. Because he's a hemshef of the mother. Not the psak of the mother is mamshich to him. He's ki'ilu 20 years already kosher, sofik now if he became posel or not. Now, every time when a person is sofik if he became posel or not, we say he's only kosher b'tziruv bori. We say he's only kosher b'tziruv bori. This is what we say. Right? If we say chazoki only holds b'tziruv bori, so the kid was kosher for 20 years because he's ki'ilu a copy of the mother, it's a hemshech. Oh, but he doesn't have a bori. A person only never has a chazoki mita bori. On a bori, chazoki doesn't help. Not born, again. How he's born. Shaila how he was born. He married a grusha, he's not born b'kashos. Not chazoki kids are born okay. This is what I explain again. She, her matzav stays like it was. Now, the suffix starts from today. The kid, mitchilas briyosai, we don't know if he's a kosher kid or a posel kid. He doesn't have a chazoke. And this we can't argue, it's a gemore. Iu, is lo chazoke de kashres? Bito les lo chazoke de kashres. Yeah? This is the metzias. Iu, is lo chazoke de kashres? Bito les lo chazoke de kashres. But we can't change that. And the Rosh Mekoyach that says, is a raya borion chazoke helps. So stark, he bichlal koifer in the ganze cheskasei ma'ani lebas. Ein kaze davar bichlal zog berosh. The Rashi said, the whole thing, also ein kaze davar, the kid doesn't have a chazoke. But now we have to down on one case in the part of the shayla, like the mil b'machshu. Tesis is mechadish, the kid has a cheskas kashos. Why? Because it's not kilu a new thing, it's vital also something that kilu was living. It's a hemshach from the mother, it's cheskas abese, So keilu while the mother has a cheskes kashrus, so keilu her hand, so it also has a cheskes kashrus. It's a separate issue. It's not the same person, but it's the same mitzias. While the same mitzias, the mother has a cheskes kashrus. Frag the shav shmeise lefitaisis. The kashrus from the shav shmeise areinsetz veishtak. But the kid doesn't have a body. Bori only has Chazaki only has Mitzir of Bori. That's the whole sugis we're learning. Bori v'shem. The Gemara of Yudalad Rabban Gamliel olim lei Bori. Tinoke shenanza ala mayon. The Gemara she doesn't have a Bori. She doesn't have a Bori. It doesn't help. So we say Rabban Chanan has a Teira. Well, but we don't have to go with Rabban Chanan's Teira. The Shmaya says this kasha. Zog Reb Nochem. Ken Zayn. We could answer it al derech Rebbe Elchanan, but a bit leichter. We explain how the bori works. Be'etzim is roi psulim, ruba v'chazoki, ruba odif. So what is the pshat b'chal Rabban Gamliel? Chazoki helps against the roi psulim. Now we said the bori says I mind me the chazoki, and then mele I go basar chazoki. While it's the same kind of chazoki that came from the mother, and the bori was mind me that chazoki. So the mele you write that the kid doesn't have a bori. If the name monis, you need a name monis of a bori. The kid doesn't have a name monis of the bori. So I'll say it in the verse from Reb Nochem. Nochem said like this: if the pshat in the sugi is chazoke plus name monis of bori could win, the kid doesn't have a plus name monis of bori. Bori al deyacher, the shav shmeiser is right. Bori al deyacher doesn't help. Bori al deyacher doesn't help. Starke kasher, the kid doesn't have a bori. We gave the sugi, the kid doesn't have a bori. I'll say Reb Nochem, I explain. Be'etzim ruba v'chazoke ruba. So why Rabbi Gamliel is machshir? We'll take the Rosh. The Rosh says, Bichlal Bori helps. So the Rosh, the Moshe learns, Bori is a name monos. Even without Chazokin. But the Rishonim learn, no, you have to have a Cheskes Kashrus. I is Roy Psuli. So the Bori is not a new name monos. It's Maimi de Becheskas. Be'etzim, Rubu Bechazokin, because Chazokin be'etzim is better from Roy. But the Mokim Roy is no Chazokin. While there's a Bori, the Bori is Maimi de Chazokin. And the Bori said to the Chazokin, I'm Maimi de Chazokin. So while the Bori is Maimi de Chazokin, while the bori is mind in the chazoke, b'meile, b'chai gavno, we say, if the bori is mind in the chazoke, b'meile, we go bosa chazoke. So now we had a amoda sa chazoke. So we had a amoda sa chazoke from the mother. And while the kid is a hemshech from the mother, so that chazoke already has a amoda. If that chazoke has a amoda, so bosa that chazoke, you could go, even by the kid. Amoda, not achro. It's two different words. We're not going with the achro if the mother helps the kid. Taisa doesn't hold from it. The kid has to have a chazoke alein. But while it's the same chazoke, while you have a amode klapi the chazoke, but maybe the chazoke could help klapi the kid. This is the first chelik of the sugya. This is the last chelik of the sugya. Let me again, it's there, to the second chelik of the sugya. And we always chesh with this in Gantz. Man de machshir bo, machshir bebita. Man de machshir bo, machshir bebita. Man de poisel bo, poisel bebita. Rab Lezer omar, afilu man de machshir bo, aber poisel bebita. So we have a machlekes. Rabbi Yechonon holds that machshir bo, machshir bebita. And Rab Lezer holds a machshir bo, poisel bebita. Let me get Pamelach. Leman de Omar, a machshir bo, machshir bebita. Klapi what we done, klapi the daughter. Leman de machshir bo, machshir bebita. And what we done? What is the noise of the daughter? Machshir bo, machshir bebita. Klapi what we done. Klapi, what is the shayle? Man de machshir bo, machshir bebita. And what? What is the noise? What is the noise? Machshir bo, machshir bebito. Klapi velche shayle we done if we machshir bebito or we not machshir bebito. Rashi says in Yud Gimel Amud Alef, see Rashi Yud Gimel Amud Alef, bebito, im ha'ubo razeh nekeivo, tinose lekeuno. Im ha'ubo razeh nekeivo, tinose lekeuno. First Rashi in the bigger lines. Bebito ima ubo razen ekeiva tinosel lekehuna. fragt sich der Scheile, der Ritva ist immer dann der Scheile, der Teis ist Arosh. Why are we talking about if the daughter is Reule Kehuna or not? Lo metrachen a better Scheile. If the daughter is a boy, if he's a Sofik Nosin and Mamzer, if he's Mutter Lovei Bekol. Why are we talking about the Scheile if the daughter is Mutter Li Nosin Le Kehuna or not? We could clear a much bigger Scheile. Lo metrachen. The mother ra'ua shen nivala. Lo shen agmore Rabbi Yeshua oimer areize becheska shen nivala lenosin u lemamzer. As mered lenosin ve lemamzer, it's a shayla if it's mutter lovei bekol or asur lovei bekol. Why Rashi says the shayla is if the daughter is mutter lekol? And I will explain myself, zog the ritva. And the mother can never become asur lovei bekol. The mother can never be asur lovei bekol. Why the mother could never become Asur Lovei Bekol? She's a Yiddish Efroi. Even if she does a Aveire, the most she becomes a Chalolo, the most she becomes a Zoyna. She can't marry a Kohen. You can't become a Nosin, you can't become a Mamza. So the mother is only Taka Yashayla Legabe Kehuna. But Legabe the kid, Loshon HaGemore, Areize Becheska Shenivalo, LeNosin UleMamza. So and it says, Shailef is Mutar Lovei Bekol or not? So why Rashi says, man the marshir bo, marshir bebita, that she's allowed to marry a kohen? This is the shayla if she's allowed to marry a kohen or not. It's a shayla if bichlal, she's also lovey bekol, or mutter lovey bekol. And the same thing, man the omar poysel bo, poysel bebita. So the bita is only also lekehuna? Or keloshen agimore, areize becheska sheniva lo lenosin ve lemamzer, and it's a sofik, maybe she's also bekol in ganzi. Maybe she's also in kol in ganzi. Why Rashi? So the Ritva says, why Rashi said it? It's very poshut why Rashi said it. Loshen Gemara, man the machshir bo, machshir bebito. Why we have to speak about a daughter? Man the machshir bo, machshir bebno. Why do you speak on a daughter? Mechtei se she had a girl. Zokter, if they say that lemaisa legabi psul kol is no shayle. She's the for sure the kid is mutter lovei bekol. The only shaila is legabe kihuna. So it's very gishmak. So you can't speak legabe the boy. Legabe the boy is not of kemina if he's mutter lovei bekol or not. Lehuzeruch psulim. It's only the isur and the isha to marry a kohenes, to marry a kohen. But lehuzeruch sheirim lehinasa lepsele. Lehuzeruch psulim lehinasa leksheiras. There's no isur to the daughter of the kohen to marry a cholo. So why the Gemara says machshu bo machshu bebito? Weisnes is no shyle clappy boys. It's only a shyle clappy noshim. From that Rashi lechura was meitzi this chiddush. What? So. What am I saying? Why to speak on a daughter? Speak on a boy. By a boy the shyle is a mamzer. He's also to marry someone else. Why to speak on a daughter? Why you can't say she had a boy? Again, nochamo. But it's a big enough community. The shayla of the ben is kosher or the ben is posul. Zog the ritva. Why Rashi? The Gemara spoke about the bito. From that Rashi was moitzi that is no nafkemina legabe bonim because the bonim a mutar lovi bekol. The only nafkemina will be legabe nekevus. Because if it be a nafkemina legabe bonim, the Gemara will speak legabe bonim, not only legabe bonis. אז זה זוג דריטבו. When I say it, the Tesis Arosh says it clear. Machshir bebito, ולא ידיבו לגבי בן, שאין אף כמינה לגבי בונים. אז זה זוג Tesis Arosh ביוס. שאין אף כמינה לגבי בונים. אז לא אף כמינה לגבי בונים. אבל דריטבו says that עבדו ונעבדס, it can design עשידו אז הרשי. It can be. Why? First is a גמור מפורשס in דף עין ה' in קידושין. And the whole sugya later is mefurish that lefi Rabbi Yehoshua keloshen haMishneh hareize becheskas shenivalo lenosim velemamzer. It's a shaylef she's nivalo lenosim velemamzer. So that is a shaylef she was nivalo lenosim velemamzer is osur lovei. Is osur lovei bekol? Is a shaylef is mutar lovei bekol or osur lovei bekol? So steht in the Gemara in Kiddushin that Lefi Rabbi Yeshua is Asur Lovei Bekol. It's Asur Lovei Bekol. So you can't say such a shnikilter. Tesarosh, maybe later will be meyashiv. So nochamo. We have a shveret diuk in Rashi. Rashi says, machshir bo, machshir bebito. The handle of right of the sugi is legabi kihuna. Rashi said it because loshen legmor is azay. The Gemara says, machshir bo, machshir bebito. Bito is only the girl. Why do we have to speak about a girl? Speak about a boy? Why have we been a keiva? No, we have to have the zocho. If his mutter love him bekal, or osur love him bekal. If his mutter love him bekal, or osur love him bekal. Why do we have to speak about a keiva? Abbas ken izayin zog the ritva, that it's only legabi kihuna, while it's klor in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the lefir of Yeshua, that is not machshir bebito, is osur love him bekal. The whole next week of Orus v'arusosoy, state klor that it's osur love him bekal. So Fakas, we have a bigger question, Take. So Enachanam is an afkimina also legabi zocho, nishno legabi nekeve. So Barazay is Take shver. So why Take says machshir bo machshir bebito? Why to speak about the nekeve? Machshir bo machshir bebito. Lama rev nafa zocho. Machshir boy, machshir. And manova poisel bo poisel bebito. Why is saying poisel bo poisel bebito? Poisel bo poisel bebito. Sach gishmaka. If you say poisel bo poisel bebito, it's mashma that only the daughter is also like kihuna. Say man the poisel bo poisel bna, a bigger chiddush. So the Ritva says einachanami, but agav by the mother we had to speak about isur kihuna, but maybe by the daughter we also spoke about isur kihuna. We didn't want to speak on isur nosin because poisel bo is only legabi kihuna. Klabi the vlad mirat legabi also psul yuchsin. But it's not the same. So the way out of the ritual is as be'etzem lefi Rabbi Yeshua man the poisel bo poisel bebito the vlad is also love bekol it's sofek mamzer sofek nosin about the vlad is also love bekol and it's a sofek mamzer. So why the Gemara says poisel bebito and Rashi says meret legabi kihuna, but agav and the mother is only enough kmini legabi kihuna, we spoke also legabi kihuna. This is teretz of the ritual. It's a teretz. But the Welt wants to say Efshar Tifa. And let me again Efshar Nochatrop. The Shop Shmaise and Shmaise base Perek Yud Zayin, Perek Yud Ches. The Shmaise says as it. That's a hang good. He brings down a Magid Mishneh. Magid Mishneh in Yisurei Bia Paskins Ra'u Meuberes. ואומרו לו, מה טיבו של אובר זה? אומרו איש פלויני וקושר, נאמנס לא אמר שאין לי ממזר. She's never to say that the kid is not a ממזר, not a נוסי. אבל אין לי נאמנס לא אמר, הרי הוא ממזר, הרי הוא נוסי. So she's נאמנס לא אמר, אין לי ממזר, אין לי נוסי. So I'm going to give Mishnah, why she's נאמנס? The kid doesn't have, as רוי פסולים, the kid doesn't have a חסקס קשרס. The kid doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. The kashrus will handle it before. Why she's ne'emenes? Zog the magid mishneh anaya teretz. You know why she's ne'emenes? Sofek mamzer mutar min ha'teira. Sofek mamzer mutar min ha'teira. Sofek nosin mutar min ha'teira. Sofek psulei kol mutar mamzer vada yom ha'rachmoneh ve'lo mamzer sofek. Ve'mele the vlad is mutar. ומילא, מי דרבונון סופק ממזר איזה עשו, מילא מי דרבונון שיש נאמנס. זה זוג נשוב שמייסה. זה גם, דרמבן פסקנס דה הלוכה, דה דבלד איז קושר. איש נאמנס לא אמר שאין אין ממזר. פרידי מגיד מישנה, וואי שיש נאמנס לא אמר שהבלד אין אין ממזר? וואי שיש נאמנס לא אמר שהבלד אין אין ממזר? יש תוך חסקס קשר שאתה נבלד. ותרציז, סופק ממזר מותו מן התאירה, מי דרבונון עשו, והם האמנו. זה זוג נמגיד מישנה. So, דרך אגב, פרק דה בשמואל, אבל אז רוי פסולים, זה נשכן סופק ממזר. We speak even a case, רוי פסולים, רוי ממזרים. So it's not called a סופק, it's called a רוי, it's called a ודאי. Why you call it סופק ממזר? אז נשכן סופק ממזר. אז רוי פסולים. Talking a case that we have רוי פסולים. Not mute. We have רוי פסולים. Why we call it a סופק ממזר? It's not a סופק ממזר. Not called a Sofik Manzer. Zog the Shmaise that even when you have Roiv, Teisus HaRosh, Bo Metzia says, that when you have a Roiv, it's not called a Vadai. It's HaRosh, the Vorum, Bud Bezin, Bo Metzia, that even the roiv, it's holchim achar roiv, berube the isek amon, but it's not a vada gomur, it's called a sofek mamza. It's also a bazundere shmuz. Maybe we'll get back to it. Mikol Mokin, the Magid Mishnah says, why the mother is nehemenes lema shavlat kosher? The reason she's nehemenes lema shavlat kosher, sofek mamza omar achmona veloi sofek, veloi vada. I'm sorry, vada mamza omar achmona veloi sofek. Frag the Shof Shmaiseh. The reason she's Nehemenes in our Sugi because it's a Sofik Mamza? So why the mother is Nehemenes on herself to say that she's Kosher Likiruna? Here's a Sofik Deiraisa, a Sofik Chalola. You can't say Mamza Cholol Vada Yom Arachmona Veli Cholol Sofik. And Psulei Kol, we have a din Mamza Vada Veli Mamza Sofik. How the Magid Mishnah says that the reason you Nehemen in our Sugi is because why? Sofek Amar Rachmona Veloi Vadai. This is the reason we know that the kid is not a mamzer. This is the reason we know that the kid is kosher, that the kid is not a mamzer, not a mamzer. But why the government of mother she's nema? Zog the Shof Shmaiseh said it's not a kasha bichlal. Klapi the mother is cheskes kashas. Klapi the mother we have a cheskes kashas. So the mother she's nema to say in the body that she's kosher like Uno. Klappi, the kid is no cheskes kashrus. So she's only neman to say take, that the kid is not a mamza. Zog the Shof Shmaiseh lefizah niyomer la'aloche. The Beshitas HaRambam. If the mother comes and she says she's kosher likuhuno, she's believed. And the kid, she's only believed to say that he's not a mamza. But she's not believed to say that the kid is kosher likuhuno. He's medayik in the Rambam. V'nehemenes lo'imar ein mamza. The Rambam doesn't say v'nehemenes leimar shu kosher lekeuna. So this is the Torah of the Shmaiseh. The Shmaiseh says with Rabbi Kiveger. The Shmaiseh says with the Bori. So the Shmaiseh, I have a pshat with Das Rambam. I have a pshat with Das Rambam. Then einachanam the Rambam holds we have a problem. What's with Rabbi Yochanan? Cheskas eim leimahani lebas. We don't hold from the Chazoke. The Kashan we start in the beginning. The Teretz and the Rambam Zog the Megid Mishneh. The mother is Nehemenes because the Sofik Mamza Mutam in Atere. It's only on the Rabbonon. I, Klorin, our Sug is not talking only Legabe Sofik Mamza. We're talking about the mother, and the mother we speak about Legabe Kihuna. The Teretz, the mother has a Cheskes Kashas. The mother has a Cheskes Kashas. This is the Teretz of the Shmais. Now, if this data is right, I want first double call and then maybe to ask you a dvar chidush. The male is very gishmak now. So, what is the bigger chidush? That the daughter is kosher lekehuna, or the bigger chidush is that the daughter is mutar love bekol? We say in the Rambam, the daughter does not have a cheskes kashas. So, the daughter is not mutar love bekol, right? So, in the Rambam, she's only mutar that she's not a mamzeret. Of a love bekol, she's also. Lefi Rashi, the daughter is mutar even loving bekohol. Why? Because Rashi holds cheskas eime hani lebas. It's one big achro. So Rashi wants to tell us the emes. Masher bebito lekiruno. For sure leyuchsim is mutar. Leyuchsim is easier to be matir. Leyuchsim is easier to be matir. Because leyuchsim, the Magid Mishnah says that it's mutar anyways. Because Sofik Mamzer is Mutter. Shof Shmaiseh wants to say that Lefi the Rambam, while the kid doesn't have a Cheskes Kashrus, the kid will not be kosher only Legabi Mamzerus. Or Legabi Kehuno, only the mother is kosher, the kid is not kosher. Rashi is going laugh. So Rashi much more from that. Man the Machshir bo Machshir bebito lekehuno. Aber Avada un Avada leyuchsi? So fakot. So the Braisa wants to say a Chidush. Zog the Braise a Chidush, at least in Rabban Gamliel, not in Rabbi Yeshua. But in Rabban Gamliel, the Braise is saying a Chidush. Man de machshir bo machshir bebito. The Gemara doesn't want to say man de machshir bo machshir bebno. Because it's a bigger Chidush to say man de machshir bo machshir bebito. This is the first Chelek. Now I want to be Moisif, one more Knech Efshot. So again, the Ritva says Balabatish. Einachanami, the Gemara Kuna spoke about the kid. We spoke about the Kiruna, Agav the mother. We say, no, the Firashi is a bigger Kiddush. Because Legabi the kid is a Mahalach Kiddush of Shmaise, that the kid will be Koshim, it's a Tzofik Mamza. It's anyway a Mahalach to be Machshir the kid. But to Machshir the kid, like Kiruna, you have to come to the Kechaz Kasei Mehani Lebas. That is an aggressive Kiddush, that the Kechaz Kasei Mehani Lebas could help Legabi the daughter. The Welt klärt das ja Scheile. Das ist eigentlich eine tiefe Scheile, mit der Wissenstag der Achroische. Lefi Rashi. The Cheskes Eime Hani Lebas could help also Legabi the Mamzerus Klappi the Kid or not? The Cheskes Eime Hani Lebas. The Magid Mishnah explained, there's no Chazoki Klappi the Kid. There's no Chazoki Klappi the Kid. And tell us this is Sofik Mamzer. Sofik Mamzer. Rashi holds is a chazoke, and we made the kid is kosher lekihuna. Now we're asking, lefi Rashi, the cheskes kashrus of the mother, the cheskes kashrus of the mother, lefi Rashi, could help klapi the kid to say that he's not a mamzer or not. And I will explain. I want to ask you the shaila. To make the shaila klar, I will ask you as a shaila. Six people in the city, two posul, four kosher. Okay, it's a city with six people. Ganze Stadt, six people. Two posul, four kosher. All of the four that are kosher are kohanim. Okay? This issue was nenas. We don't know with who. So she says, Bori v'chazoke, it's with a kosher. So she's neman or not? She's neman. Roiv k'sherim, cheskes kashres. Now the kid is a kohen or not? The kid is a kohen or not? The mother doesn't have a cheskes koyen. The kid could make duchen or not. So what is it? Zarum yuchas. Is it allowed to be tabel emesim or not? The kid is a koyen or not? The mother doesn't have a cheskes koyen that she's a koyen. The kid is a koyen or not? I'm asking you a shayla. The kid is a koyen or not? If you make him that he's not a koyen, so it has to be that the father is not one of these four people. So he has to be posel. If you decide that he's kosher, so he'll be a koyen. By me, it's possible that the kid is not a kohen. I'm not going into the sugya of Miyuchas Achron. I especially didn't read it today, that no one will ask me for Miyuchas Achron. Tomorrow we'll learn Miyuchas Achron. Shein is sugya, Ishmak is sugya. Chaval to spoil it, yeah? Ishmak is sugya, the ganze zach. We'll see. What's the kohen Miyuchas Achron? He's a kohen or not? Abad anish. Why? I don't know why. Maybe. So I want to ask you as a shayla. The mother, we'll go back to our case. She has a cheskes kashrus lekihuna. The mother has a cheskes kashrus lekihuna. Now, is a suffix if she married a mamzer or not? Now, if she married a mamzer, she's supposed to lekihuna. So the chazoka says that she didn't marry a mamzer. Now, klapi the kid, when you speak legabi kihuna, you say, val klapi the mother has machria that she didn't marry a posel lekihuna, the kid is kosher lekihuna. Or the klapi the shayla, if the kid is a mamzer or not, the cheskes kashrus of the mother could say that the kid is not a mamzer? Even if the mother would marry a mamzer, she doesn't turn to become a mamzer. So I'm not so sure if the cheskes kashrus of the mother could make the kid kosher lekihuna. But she can make the kid not a mamzer. Even if I'm asking a kohen, in the case of the achron, the kid is a kohen?
Why not?
I don't believe that the kid is a kohen.
It's the achron.
I'm asking you a shayla, the kid will be a kohen?
Yes.
Said, if you, I'm saying, Frank, by me it's, Frank the ganze welt, and tell me tomorrow, by me it's posher, the cheskes kashrus, it can be better from the mother. Even if chazok is achor, it only could be machriya klapi what was in the shayla. It can be machriya more to make the kid a kohen. And if it can make the kid a kohen, if it can make the kid a kohen, b'meile, if it can't make the kid a kohen, so you can't be machriya that the mother was nivel to a kohen. So the zelba zach, if you have a cheskes kashrus and you have a suffix if it's a nosin or mamzer, or if it's not a nosin or mamzer, this is your shaila. You have a suffix if it's a nosin or mamzer. So even the cheskes kashrus could say that the mother is kosher. I don't know if the cheskes kashrus of the mother could be machriya that the kid is not a nosin or mamzer. Ich weiß nicht.
It's the other half of the car.
Was on the swing of Miyuchasach? On Miyuchasach. But all the time, I'm asking all the time. What should the source of Miyuchasach is in the Rabbon? I'm saying Miyuchasach is in the Rabbon. What? What are they? What are they? What are they?